There are two pieces of advice that always stay with me. The first was given directly to me. The second I came across while reading. Written in the margin of what I thought of as the final draft of my novel, next to a page I'd worked on intensively and had fallen a little in love with, was "So What?" in blue biro against the black font. It felt as if I'd been slapped. I think I might have wept. I was certainly distraught. If I tell you that I'd spent the best part of 3 days getting that part right, as I saw it, was delighted that at long last I'd found the right way to tell that part of the story, and was pretty certain that my reader would be delighted too, you might get the measure of just how bad I felt. The owner of the blue pen was my agent and editor, whose approval I badly wanted, needed if I was going to sell the novel. I wish that I could say I took it on the chin, but I was rather protective and sensitive about my work in those days, something that's been drummed out of me. I remember now I did weep, and I'm ashamed to say I even had to lie down. Why couldn't she see? I moaned and fumed. Why didn't she understand? And then the penny dropped. She didn't see and understand because I hadn't given her what she needed as a reader. "So what?" meant you haven't made me care about this character, this scene. I don't get what the point of this is in the story. I went back and changed it completely. It was better. And then there is the piece of advice that comforts me when things are going badly, which when it comes to writing is a regular occurrence. I rarely have a straight run without some kind of hitch, a hiccup, or even hitting a wall. It's the great Kingsley Amis speaking. I read anything I come across by him. Yes, I know that he had some dubious views, but his writing is wonderful. And in any case, to dismiss the work because of the beliefs and or the actions of the artist seems to me to be entirely wrong-headed. We'd never be able to look at another painting by Caravaggio, who was a murderer, read T.S. Eliot or Roald Dahl, who had dodgy attitudes towards Jews, or admire the sublime Stations of the Cross in Westminster Cathedral, carved by Eric Gill, who was revealed by Fiona McCarthy to be an incestuous paedophile. Asked what was his secret, Amis said, "The art of writing is the art of applying the seat of one's trousers to the seat of one's chair. That's it. No magic required."